Clear the clutter. Do you have too much stuff? Listening to the radio, I heard it said that 25% of Americans with a two-car garage cannot park inside because their garage is used for storage. Another 33% can only get one car inside for the same reason. I think about all of the storage units people rent to hold all of the stuff that won't fit in their home. Sometimes a temporary storage unit is quite helpful. Perhaps you are between homes or in the process of downsizing. But too often they are rented for years or abandoned altogether. Many people cannot remember what is in storage or how to find it. Out of sight, out of mind. The Bible instructs us, "Do not store up for yourselves wealth here on earth, where moths and rust destroy and burglars break in and steal. Instead, store up for yourselves wealth in heaven, where neither moths nor rust destroys, and burglars do not break in and steal." Matthew 6:19-20. Father reminds us that he knows what we need and when we need it. He doesn't just sit back and say, "I knew you were going to need that. You shouldn't have gotten rid of it." He makes a way. He provides day in and day out, every step of the way. Father would rather you be generous and share what you have been blessed with. If you need it later, he will provide it again. Matthew goes on to tell us that stinginess leads to a body full of darkness, while generosity brings the light. If you are one of the percentage of people who have acquired too much stuff, perhaps it's time to consider how you might use some of it to help others. You may very well have been blessed with so much just for such an opportunity. Always remember, where your wealth is, there your heart will be also.